This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment for me here before the great Jay Dyer takes over. He's going to be talking about what the Bilderbergers are up to. I want to address something here. And given my background in sports, I think it's appropriate. Let me give it a little context. There is a young basketball player named Ja Morant. He is certainly one of the more talented young basketball players in the league. And just so you understand any bias from me here, I actually can't stand the guy. I think he's an arrogant young punk. And I don't like what he's doing to the game of basketball because I play a lot of ball with young kids, high school kids, college kids, and they try to play like this guy, and it's not pure basketball to me. They throw themselves around. They're going to get themselves hurt. They're going to get other people hurt. I've seen it too many times. And whenever I see these kids talking about how good Ja Morant is or these other young players, I kind of just shake my head, and I'm like, yeah, you really have no idea what basketball greatness is if you think that's greatness. But this is just context, young basketball player. Now, this season has been riddled with personal issues for him. He's had an incident at a park where allegedly he pulled a gun on somebody in self-defense or his friend had it. He had other incidents following that where he's flashing guns in Instagram videos and Facebook videos. The league took action. And recently, this is now in the off-season. He's in the off-season now. He was in another video with his friend, again, flashing a gun. And so the media is coming after him. The league is coming after him. And liberals are coming after him. Now, I'm noticing something extremely ironic in the attacks against Morant, who, again, I'm not really a fan of. I can't really stand the guy personally. However, he does have a Second Amendment right. And being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA is concerned with their image, for obvious reasons, you can understand that. And they're talking about maybe suspending him for an entire season. And if Nike is concerned with their image, which you can understand that, they're talking about dropping his shoe deal. But, you know, I'm finding something extremely ironic here that nobody else seems to want to mention. And you've got liberals in the sports media virtue signaling, I won't let my kids watch Ja Morant. I won't let them buy his shoes. Oh, but when it's made by a Chinese slave for 10 cents or a nickel and you pay $500 for it, that's okay, though. That's okay. But Ja Morant doing silly things with a gun, that's where you draw the line. Oh, okay. And you've got good liberal Jameel Hill. Ja Morant failed the common sense test, and for that he deserves a lengthy suspension. She writes this for The Atlantic. The Nike app no longer features Ja Morant's signature shoe. There's rumors they may try to dump him. And now the Blexit. Now, okay, so like nobody's coming out in support of Morant here, which, again, I find ironic. Now, Blexit, this is a genius move by Blexit, by the way. Even if maybe they don't even completely politically agree with the stance here, just to counter all the attacks against Ja Morant, genius move, they came out in support of Ja Morant and his Second Amendment rights and the demonization of the image of guns. Now, here's what I find ironic. Again, I'm no fan of Morant, but he has a Second Amendment right, as anybody else does. And being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA wants to have some sort of protocol where you're not even allowed to be seen with a gun, then they can go ahead and become that Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment. But again, here's the great irony. Of all the hemming and hawing about Ja Morant with a gun, of all the hemming and hawing about, oh, you're stupid for showing off a gun, wait a second. Are you going to stop playing rap music at basketball games? Are you going to stop having rap stars and hip-hop stars who sing and do their music about having guns and killing cops? All their music videos feature guns showing off their guns? I'm a little confused here. Why is it that Ja Morant, with a image of a gun, holding a gun in a silly little Instagram video, why is that the big problem? You guys promote that in all of your culture. All the music you put on TV, all the music you play on the radio, you play in the arenas, the stars you have on the side of the court. But Ja Morant is where you draw the line? Please. Nothing more but virtue signaling, anti-Second Amendment.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
To the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And today we're going to be talking about one of those classic elite meetings, those steering committee level meetings that we've been covering so consistently in the last several years from many, many books. This is, I guess, going on over 2 years now of hosting the fourth hour of Alex Jones. And so really honored and really happy to be here. I love doing this. I love talking about boiling down these topics. And we want to know the history of Bilderberg because it's going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal. And what's wild is that this year it's beginning to really be kind of talked about in mainstream media. Not every mainstream media outlet, but I noticed CNBC, Fox News, they're all covering Bilderberg this year. And they're talking about the 130 or so participants who are this year all from the realm of AI. So we have CEOs from all of the big OpenAI, from Google, Microsoft, Eric Schmidt, these kinds of characters. And a lot of these people have gone to Bilderberg before. And this is important because the way I see it, the AI thing is really being pushed lately, ultimately as part of a kind of a propaganda thing. Now, I'm not saying that there's not AI, but I don't think that AI is anything like what it's usually sold as this thing that's going to take over the world per se, and we're going to, you know, be slaves to the bots and our consciousness will be uploaded. That's a delusion that some of these tech elites, who I kind of think are probably, they're part of like a tech elite cult, some of these people. And, you know, I remember Alex is covering Bilderberg. Obviously, he's covered it for many years. But back in about 2015, 16, 17, they started switching over and handing over Bilderberg to the tech gurus. And if we think about Kissinger, he wrote a book called The World Order. And the last chapter of that book, Kissinger's book from a few years ago, was it's time to bequeath our era to the tech overlords. Whoever runs AI and tech, Kissinger says, will run the New World Order. And so in the same way, we've seen this shift to the tech gurus heading to Bilderberg and kind of being the face of it now, whereas it used to be a whole gathering of a lot of different CEOs and a lot of different corporations. And I've got some books I just read, in fact, the past week, on the history of these steering groups, particularly the classic from Patrick Wood and Anthony Sutton. If you know, we've covered Professor Anthony Sutton's books many times, but there's a great book that they wrote together back in the 1970s called Trilaterals Over Washington. And the reason that's a good book, even though it's kind of dated, is that it gives us an idea of the planning and what the strategies were for the Trilateral Commission, which is where we get Bilderberg. Bilderberg is basically the same people that go to Trilateral, right? The planning that they were up to in the 1970s, a lot of that has rolled out. So if we know what they were planning in the late 70s, early 80s at Trilateral Commission meetings and at Bilderberg meetings, and that has rolled out now, then what are we expecting in the next, say, 15 years? Right? What's the planning that these people have? Well, we know now that it's completely transitioned over to this whole transhumanist Skynet control model, right? That's what we get with the AI focus here at Bilderberg, which again is now being reported on by Fox News. And that's worth mentioning because, you know, I remember listening to, I first heard about Bilderberg maybe in 2004. And I remember it was the Spotlight, and it was, you know, that outlet together with Alex and others and Daniel Esselin that would go and report, and they would cover it live and make a big deal about it. And that was good because no other outlet back then would really focus on it. Every now and then you would have people, I think Charlie Skellington in the UK, they would every now and then kind of get articles out in the mainstream, but it was still very hush hush, very rare that you would see much coverage. And all the way up until a few years ago, you were crazy if you talked about it even existing. It didn't even exist. And then of course, as information, the internet, right, the way the internet is, it's kind of hard to keep a lot of that kind of stuff on the down low. They just sort of saying, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. It exists, but it's great. And why do you hate it, bigot? Yeah. Why do you hate that all the leaders of the Fortune 100, Fortune 500, the top, you know, government officials are attending these meetings? Why do you care? Why are you a racist, bigot? That's the kind of response you would get. And again, it's just an admission, right? It's a gaslighting that they used to do, and now it's, oh, of course it exists. But what's the history of this thing? Where does it come from? And you might be surprised to know that it actually comes from a former member of the SS, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who is one of the co-founders together of Bilderberg with David Rockefeller and others. We'll get to that in a minute, but it also overlaps with this 70s creation of the Trilateral Commission, which was a creation of Rockefeller and Kissinger together for Zbigniew Brzezinski. So when Brzezinski wrote his treatises like Between Two Ages in early 1970s, which really caught the attention of the establishment, they said, that guy, put him in charge of something. He needs to be running a steering committee because he's written this book in the 70s talking about earthquake weapons, talking about geoengineering, talking about mind control, talking about mutating people, talking about Skynet. Literally, it's all in Brzezinski's famous Between Two Ages book. And we've covered that a million times, but it's worth noting because these are the people who are really creating the steering committee groups and meetings that are semi-secret, or not totally secret, they're semi-secret, that discuss, debate, and plan policy. So, you know, people say these things, oh, you think they're all getting together and planning the future? If they did, it would come out. It has. It has come out. One of those is called Bilderberg. And there are many, many books about it. And we've been talking about it. My publisher has a book on it. Daniel Esselin. I just did an interview with Daniel Esselin the other day. And we talked about the history of these entities and how they relate to the Vatican Bank scandal and Operation Gladio. Well, this is no different. This is a high-level corporate control. And if we go back to the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, again, by Rockefeller family individual connected individuals and banking elites, 1921, we see the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, and its job was to be sort of the analog to the British Royal Society circles and establishment, right? Royal Institute for International Affairs, Milner Group, Roundtable Group. That circle within circle model of steering committees becomes the model for the U.S. in its version of it when there's an alliance between the Royal Society elite in the U.K. and the American oligarchic establishment, Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Vanderbilts. And the goal was to come up with a way to have a kind of an above government level steering committee group that would hand down policy to the elected officials. And if you're wondering why in the U.S. things always seem to march in the direction of more and more tyranny and they never change, it's because of this. It's because the elected leaders aren't really calling the shots. They have a limited degree of power, but they ultimately submit to people above them who are part of this open, semi-secret, hidden in plain sight, bypassing of government entity known as the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, within this CFR group, they've set up different sort of levels and tiers of that as well. Trilateral Commission, as we said, is a bunch of the same people that go to Bilderberg, but it's just another higher level committee. And that one, as we said, was set up in the 70s and run by Brzezinski at the decision of David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And so the way it works is that these entities decide policies and they hand it down to the government, and the government does what they're told. So out of the Council on Foreign Relations, which, again, these are all the Fabian socialist ideologically minded people for the most part, This is where we get the entities like the United Nations eventually being set up in 1944. This is where we get Bilderberg and Trilateral. So they come out of this CFR group. The early heads of the CIA, OSS and CIA heads, typically they're from the Council on Foreign Relations. So, again, you can begin to see that people say, oh, which one runs everything? You're saying it's that one. What about the other one? No, it's all of these people are in the same groups. All right. If you have seen that graph, that classic graph that shows all the people that go to Bilderberg are the same people that go to Trilateral, which are the same people in the CFR. Right, there's a famous graph. It's been seen, shown a million times. It's a great image demonstrating this point, showing that this is how it works. It's called a revolving door. So people that are in government also work in these things. When they leave government, they go to Fortune 100, Fortune 500. And then sometimes they come back to government, right? And it's a revolving door. But it's the same with these committees. One guy goes to Bilderberg, then he goes to the CFR meeting, then he goes to the Trilateral. So it's the same stuff, same people. And they all work together for the common goal of global governance. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jason Analysis. We're entering into the Matrix. The tech is taking over. We are subjects of Skynet. We will obey our bitch bots. They are our overlord masters. This is the plan, the technocratic plan that goes all the way back to all these figures that we've been covering on the fourth hour. Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, Klaus Schwab, Noah Yuval Harari. It's the same coordinated plan. There's that beautiful graphic that explains for you. Hey, look, all of the media barons that attend Trilateral attend Bilderberg and also attend the CFR. It's the same people. There's no plan for world government. If they were conspiring, people would know about it. They do. It's right there. It's a graph showing you. And it even names all the media. That's just media, too, by the way. You understand? That's just people involved in tech and media. And, you know, when I was looking back at this 1970s book by Patrick Wood and Anthony Sutton, I was amazed. The Trilaterals over Washington. And again, remember, Bilderberg is the same people that go to Trilaterals. It's the same stuff. I was amazed at what they were planning back in the 1970s that they did accomplish. And so Professor Sutton and Patrick Wood begin the book by talking about the fact that it was Bilderberg individuals that were involved, such as the Rockefellers and so forth, that picked Brzezinski. And then that was set up to pick Carter to be the president. And if you guys remember, I think it's either Obama deception or Endgame. Alex actually covered a lot of this in those famous documentaries, because the same model occurred not just Bill Clinton, but also with Barack Obama. Have you seen my wife, Michael, right? The Obama stuff was the same situation where he was missing when Bilderberg was at Chantilly, Virginia. I just did a great interview this week with Jason Burmes, and shout out to Jason Burmes for reminding me about this. When Obama was first running, they didn't know where he was. He was missing, right? We don't know where Obama is this week. And he seems to have been at a secret meeting with Hillary. They were at Chantilly, Virginia, at Bilderberg. And this is, again, kind of violation of U.S. laws. Isn't it called the Logan Act? You're not supposed to have meetings with foreign, you know, entities in terms of U.S. elections. Doesn't that suggest some kind of election issues, perhaps? I mean, could you imagine if Trump was, like, in a secret meeting with Putin or something before before he was elected? Like, everybody would be going crazy, right? But no, in the case of the establishment, you know, if you're somebody like Barack Obama and you go to Bilderberg before the 2008 elections, and it's okay, right? You can meet with foreign corporations and elites, no big deal, nobody cares, and it's not in the news. It was actually hidden that he went to that. And Jason Burmes was a really good archivist there in bringing that up and reminding me that Candy Crowley's there on the CNN clip saying, we don't know where he went. And he just seems to be hiding out with Hillary at a secret meeting. Yeah, well, they were at Bilderberg. And I think Alex covered that Bilderberg at Chantilly, Virginia. If I remember, this was a long, long time ago. But I remember watching Alex back in the day. I remember all that. Anyway, long story short is that you got a couple instances where, hey, we pretty much can tell that these are the people that the corporate elite chose. First of all, being Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's chosen by Bilderberg, and then he becomes president. Then we get Bill Clinton chosen by David Rockefeller, clearly, clear as day. I remember watching in the night, like C-SPAN used to have these old, they would air these old meetings from CFR and Trilateral Commission, all this stuff. And I remember David Rockefeller, I think he even like introduced at one of these meetings on C-SPAN, you know, Bill Clinton. My choice, my good little boy, Bill Clinton, I'd like to introduce. He would come up there and give a speech. Oh, we're going to take over the world, globalism. I remember all that. And people could probably find those old archives, C-SPAN things. But it's weird, too, that they would broadcast a lot of these meetings on C-SPAN, and then people are still like, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. I remember when I was in college, doing my grad work, and I checked out Tragedy and Hope from the college library. This is before I read the whole thing. This is probably in 2010 or 11. And I brought it to class, and I was trying to explain to the professor that I was like, you know, this is a real thing. It's a real book. You understand they're talking about. And he's like, oh, you think the Trilateral Commission exists? Do you watch Glenn Beck? That's what he said to him. I'm like, do I think it exists? I mean, I have a website. What do you mean?
Oh, do you believe everything on the internet?
I'm like, don't you get your news even in 2011 from the internet? What do you mean? It was just this weird gaslighting, and that's when I realized that there was no hope in the world of academia for people that don't go along with the nonsense. But anybody who knows anything about, I mean, he could have walked over to the International Relations Department and asked the people there, is there such a thing as the CFR? And the irony of that is that we would have people from these entities come and speak at the university. We had people involved in these globalist entities come and speak.
Oh, you think there's a CFR? Oh, you think there's a Trilateral Commission?
You mean like Desmond Tutu and all these people that just spoke at the university? Come on. I don't remember Desmond. I mean, he's in these circles, but we had all kinds of like Bush era generals and Benazir Bhutto. She came to speak before she was assassinated. So a lot of these people spoke at my university when I was there. And I'm like, well, of course there's a CFR. A lot of these people know they're involved in these circles. I'm not saying that Benazir Bhutto was in the CFR. I'm just saying a lot of these elite figures, is what I'm trying to say, in government policy would speak. By the way, we also had Scott Ritter come speak. I remember that, too, many, many years ago. And I think RFK Jr. spoke many, many years ago at my university as well. So it wasn't everybody totally bad, but it was definitely slided to one side. And it was weird because I remember that time period in the 2000s when those people were coming to speak that it was okay to be anti-establishment because it was all like, oh, it was painted as Bush, right? And if you were against Bush, I assume you were left, which is odd because not everybody against Bush. But anyway, then it became Obama completely destroying any actual opposition to this stuff, right? He was very effective at that and basically being a neocon, but getting everybody to give up on anti-war and give up on questioning 9/11. That was a key thing that the Obama presidency helped contribute to. And that's just weird because now the so-called left are just these sort of fanatical pro-war, pro-big corporation goons. I mean, it's like it's just so weird because I remember back, you know, in the early 2003, 4, 5 era when everybody in that sphere was anti-Bush and questioned 9/11. And so they did a very effective, Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration approach to flipping all of that into the neocon left uniparty all being basically a war party. How was that done? Well, it's done because, as we said, there's a level of control above elected leaders. And one of the easiest things to point to is CFR Trilateral Bilderberg. Bilderberg's going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal. And so, again, why is this a big deal? Why is the international corporate elite meeting to plan global corporate policies that are above government. Above government. You understand? That's how this works. They hand the policy to the government people. The government people say, yes, whatever you say, we will do it. We love you. We worship you. Let me lick your shoestrings. So that's how the system works. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll get into
iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of GeniusAnalysis.com, and we are rehearsing the history of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg. Since Bilderberg is going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal, and they're all concerned with running, steering, controlling, using AI. AI is the big hot topic. Skynet, technocracy, that's what it's all about now. And it has been at Bilderberg for the last several years, going back to, as we said, 14, 15, 16. They were bringing in people from big tech to really kind of focus the narrative on that. I remember Regina Dugan from DARPA, Google, they brought her in. She was there talking in, I think, 2015, 16 about bodily modification and wearables and how this is going to prepare us for the implantable chips. All of that was being discussed years ago at Bilderberg. And here we are with the push now for open elements of nanotech, surveillance, and all that with the last 3 years of the CUFID nonsense. Now, we were talking about the decision to choose certain people for the presidency and how these people at Bilderberg and CFR and Trilateral, they were all really involved in picking these people. And we talked about Brzezinski being involved in the choice of Carter. So, in other words, this is a higher-level corporate establishment elite choosing presidents, not the people choosing the president. That's why this matters, right? And they will do the same thing, obviously, with the other branches of government, where they influence and control and try to subvert how those branches are run as well. I just did an interview, for example, with Tim Gordon on my YouTube channel, where he went into the history of the subversion of the Supreme Court and how a lot of people were put into place there to change the notion of rights coming from God and not from the state. All of that was kind of engineered via certain appointees in the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years of the Supreme Court. And, you know, these key think tanks, NGOs, and foundations, they pull a lot of people out of the universities, right, to be recruited into this stuff. That's the outer circle, the helper managerial class. And when we look at the 1970s focus and meetings, we see that they were very interested in, number one, controlling the narrative of the media. Now, that's wild because in the 1970s and early 80s, there weren't a lot of anti-establishment voices in the media. Media was very much, you know, you had three networks. Fox didn't exist yet, and they pretty much controlled the narrative. So it's odd to me that even then they were concerned about the control of narrative and stories in mainstream media. And Sutton and Patrick Wood discuss the other focus that they had, which was controlling other entities in society like unions. So apparently there were still elements of unions that were not completely under control. And they utilized a lot of the foundations that were connected with these steering committees, like the Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation, to go in and take control of a lot of these entities that were still not under their control. So, for example, there were six Trilateral members that were on the board of Chase Bank at that time in the 1970s. And one of the things they wanted to go after was control of agriculture. This is something I didn't really know much about, and I've been studying this for many, many years. And I had no idea that back in the 1970s, they were really interested in going after certain gigantic farm equipment companies, John Deere, Caterpillar, General Electric. A lot of these companies that were involved in the production of big farm stuff, they wanted to get into that and have control over those markets to make sure that farming was also under the control and dominance of the Trilateral Commission in Bilderberg. Now, why does that matter? Well, where are we now? Well, if you've seen the Tucker Carlson special that we did that I was in, I'm the first part of that documentary together with Ava Vander from, I can't pronounce the rest of her name, from the Netherlands, you'll notice that she's been highlighting the control of food and the control of farming. And she's, you know, I think John Kerry was coming out saying that it's time to take over farms in the U.S. if they won't submit to our arbitrary climate control. That's all from Trilateral CFR Bilderberg, right? The policies and the control plans are set there, and then they're rolled out throughout the next year. It trickles down. Trickle down tyranny, right, from the top of these people to the rest of the corporate control. But it's just fascinating to me that I know that we if we go back to Bertrand Russell, we go back to H.G. Wells, we go back to Charles Galton Darwin, in their books from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they talked about controlling food. But now we have the actual process of how they went about getting into the food control market through the corporate 100, Fortune 500, through food power. And they even talked about engineered famines and engineered logistic disruption. So supply chain disruptions for the control. But all of that, of course, we've seen in the last 3 years, right? So the last 3 years, we had a lot of that kind of experience on a minimal scale, thank God. But controlling the supply chains, the CFR and the Trilaterals, the Bilderbergers said in the 1970s would be key. And it's just amazing to me that all of that is in the 1970s. Again, if you fast forward to now, if you watch that Eat the Bugs documentary from the Tucker Carlson specials, you'll see that that's playing out right now. So the Bilderberg 70s and 80s stuff is playing out now. say at the same time, Bilderberg engineered the 1970s OPEC oil crisis. And this was a Kissinger plan that had to do with establishing the petrodollar as the world reserve currency, or the focus. I know the dollar was already world reserve currency, but this is making it a petrodollar. And that was part of the OPEC 1970s oil crisis that was engineered by Kissinger. But you'll notice that the same people behind all that, you might think, well, that was giving us preeminence. That's how the dollar was. No. This is about controlling and creating engineered austerity, engineered scarcity. And Alex always talks about shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and all that. That's these people. These are the people behind that kind of stuff. And the book even talks about, back in the 1970s, staged, engineered, managed, and controlled crises, future shocks. Again, out of Tavistock. I've been talking about SRI and Tavistock. I've lectured through multiple Tavistock texts and books on my YouTube channel the last month. So there's probably five or six videos on there that cover Tavistock and Dr. John Coleman and all that. And I just did another lecture on that, getting into the Institute for Social Research from the University of Michigan, which is all these academic weirdos and creeps, including a guy, I think his name is Corden Wainwright. I forget his name, but one of these ISR guys. And he's like a master student or a psychologist behind food crises and food famine in war. So utilizing food as a weaponized form of warfare and managing crises, right? So a lot of this is crisis management. They talk about maladaptive process. That's a Tavistock term for how you use and manage crises to get the population that's the target steered into the direction that you want. And if you can't see that in the last 3 years, then there's no hope. Like, you're never going to see anything. So Rockefeller Ford Foundation came up in the 1970s with oil plans and this and energy market controls, and that related to the Seven Sisters oil conglomerate and all of that 1970s oil crisis. That was engineers, what I'm trying to say. And Sutton and would note that and explain that this is an austerity goal and that it's managed by people from the Club of Rome, like Maurice Strong and others, who have openly, since the 1970s, talked about creating the idea, the perception, not the reality, but creating the idea and the perception that human beings and climate are the problem, that humans are the pollutants. Human beings are the pollution that need to be reduced. That's all from Bilderberg and these people. You understand? It's not based on science. They request the science, which is created wholesale, to back it up. Remember when Alex was popping champagne years ago when the climate gate emails came out? Because they were, InfoWars was involved in exposing that? That's this stuff. That's these people. It's all the same people doing this, you see. Anyway, they go on to talk about massive increases in taxation for the middle class. That's a CFR Bilderberg plan from the 1970s. Has that come to pass? Well, yes, it has. Here we are. Now, I want to remind you, too, that you can support the InfoWar by going to the shop over at InfoWars and getting those products, getting those T-shirts, getting those supplements. We're a big fan of a lot of those supplements. We take them regularly over here. And you should go get them as well to support the InfoWar at the InfoWars store.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Website, you can not only subscribe to my members section and get access to the archives going back many years with hundreds of lectures and talks, giving you a university education for pennies on the cheap, basically a grad level education on how the New World Order really works. I want to remind you too that we have an upcoming live event, and if you want to come meet me, hang out with me and Owen Schroyer and many other people in the freedom sphere, you can do that by heading over to the website, and you can find the links over to Rebels for Cause, the 2023 meeting in Nashville. We'll have a big two-day event there. Also, if you head over to the website, you can see the tickets and live events that are up for the July 6th event in California. I'll be doing a live event with Jamie Kennedy from Scream, and we'll be doing comedy. We'll be doing stand-up. We'll be doing philosophy. We'll be doing all kinds of stuff, lecture there. I'll be doing presentations on my book. And my wife, Jamie, will do a presentation on her works as well in Hollywood. So it's going to be a fun time. You can get the tickets at the website as well. And back to Bilderberg, back to the Trilateral Commission and the background to that. Now, as we said, in the 1970s, they were already pushing for more and more taxes, particularly on the middle class, which is wild because it's always sold. It's, oh, well, we got to tax the rich, and that way we'll have a more fair setup, a fair economy. Of course, it's never the case because the people pushing for more taxation are usually the 0.01% that are pushing taxation for the middle and upper middle class, who are the people who are the engine of the economy and actually have the businesses and employ people. And that's just a way to squeeze out and ensure that there's no upward mobility by design. So it's a big scam. It's a big trick. And they talked about in this 1970s tax also the plan to further increase the U.S. Debt and move further away from, I think they were already, this is around the time of a few years after the Nixon shock doctrine of getting away from the gold standard. That was also a CFR trilateral Bilderberg plan. And so you can begin to see that, hey, pretty much everything that's moving us in this terrible direction is directed by these people. Exactly, because it's a plan. And it's not just a single plan with one person at the top of it. It's a plan that's planned over many decades and over many, even century, quarter century. And one of those entities is, of course, the Bilderberg Group. And we were talking about the origins and the background to this group. And, of course, it's also people from the – where's my David Rockefeller book? I got to have my memoirs here, right? Rockefeller talks about this in his memoirs and how proud he was of setting this up. And it's in that chapter that I'm sure many of this audience are aware of. But it's always good to remind everybody that this is the chapter called The Proud Internationalist, the chapter that's about the establishment of a global governance, right? And David Rockefeller, of course, had a history of intelligence work, and he talks about in this book and in other books that he was very proud of this time because he was able to establish a lot of networks for his future endeavors and his future private foundations. And he says that I'm a proud internationalist, that a lot of people talk bad about this. And he says that I call these people populists because they care about people. He says, the real goal here, he says, predictably, there was a photo that came out of me and it was, they called me the capitalist and the communist. And that's because, of course, he had written these New York Times editorials praising Mao Zedong. We've covered this a million times. But even he talks about it and says that, yeah, they talked about me this way. And he says that, you know, but it's not that big of a deal because really people say, oh, you work for a secret cabal. And he says, no, I don't work for a secret cabal. It's a public cabal. He says, I'm proud of it. It's no secret cabal. And he says that people thought that when I went and met with Castro and all these communists and talked about how great Mao was, that I'm a communist. And they said, but they couldn't figure it out because, you know, I'm a zillionaire, but I'm not a cop. But why am I supporting communism? And again, it's because communism has always been a movement supported by very wealthy people. The Bolshevik Revolution, as Professor Sutton writes about, was funded by the wealthiest people in the West. And he says, you know, when I met with Castro and when I met with these Soviets and these, you know, dictators, when we put Chase Bank in China under the communists, he says that it's not a problem because they're internationalists like I'm an internationalist. He says it in this chapter. And he says, so do you want me to tell you the history of internationalism? He says that, well, all of these organizations that my family has been instrumental in helping to set up and support, such as the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, NAFTA. He says that all of this, including my family's basic creation of the CFR, he says all of these were to combat American isolationism. And if you listen to my lectures that I just did on the Tavistock books, Coleman says that isolationism is a weaponized term invented by Tavistock to demonize anybody that didn't want to be involved in all these entanglements. David Rockefeller says that we set up the CFR to transition America away from independence and isolation into being an engine of the tool of these people, global interests. And he even talks about, yeah, we utilize people like John Foster Dulles and the Dulleses at this time who were neutral in the question of Nazi Germany. So it's not even about the moral things that everybody brings up. Well, we had to fight in World War II because, we had to fight the dictators. Well, he's saying that the people that he allied himself with and utilized, like John Foster Dulles, they didn't care about. They were actually pro-Nazi. They were involved in Operation Paperclip. So it's not even about the moral things that everybody's always harping about. I'm saying at this level, right, the level of these people doing the chessboard, Brzezinski's ran chess, it's not about the moral issues that everybody thinks it was about. Then he goes on to say, well, how do we get us to this engine of globalism in America? And he says, well, I set up a bunch of institutes and steering committees. He says, I helped set up Bilderberg. He says, together with another Nazi, SS Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, he says, we were able to help set up this corporate control. We utilized people like Etienne Davignon in the 1970s. They came to Bilderberg. People from all the Fortune 100. So he just goes on and on and on talking about this. And he even talks about connections to Vatican individuals and Opus Dei and the CIA. That's in his own chapter in his book. And how that was all connected to changing institutions, changing them towards these globalist interests. It's an amazing chapter. I mean, the book is worth it just for the chapter on proud internationalism and the creation and establishment of Bilderberg. He talks about the choosing of Jimmy Carter in the 1970s. That was Bilderberg was involved in that. He talks about setting up Brzezinski there. He talks about working with Brookings Institute, Ford Foundation, Harvard University to set up these globalist institutions. And he said that, you know, it's funny because there was a president who one time said that he thought he might challenge the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg. And remember, those are the same things, right? So trilateral might have been easier to talk about the Trilateral Commission in the 1980s, I guess. He said one time Reagan said that he would go against trilateral. And that didn't work out too good for him. Right? So, I mean, David Rockefeller's not saying that he had Reagan shot, but he's saying that it didn't work out when Ronald Reagan tried to speak against our New World Order. And then he ends the chapter by saying what I was just telling you, though. He said, my time as an intelligence officer in World War II gave me the effectiveness I needed to develop the networks to create circles of influence. He says, a lot of people think that this was some kind of a conspiracy. He's like, it's not really a conspiracy because it's not hidden. So he's not denying that he's conspiring. He's saying it's not a secret conspiracy. It's an open one. And the whole damn chapter is about that and says that. And it's amazing to me because, you know, over the years, anytime I meet people who are, you know, just really nasty deniers of anything like this, it doesn't exist, you're making it up, you're crazy. And I bring out this chapter, and the mental gymnastics and the coping that people engage in are just next level. It's wild. Oh, yes, well, he says that, but it's a good thing. Oh, well, it's just, he's just trying to help the world. Well, he says in this chapter that it's about establishing population control. He says that. He says that ultimately all of these entities have as one of their key goals the control of population. And I think from his vantage point, if you don't see that, he says he basically has the attitude that, well, if you're too stupid to even see that we're up to this, then you deserve it. That's his attitude, right? So I want to remind you guys, too, if you want access to my books, you can support me over at the website. I have the shop. You can get my 600-page book here. All of my geopolitical, theological, philosophical writings in the infamous red book at jasonalsis.com. You can also still get my classics, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, signed copies in the shop. People always say, will you sign the books? Every book from the website is signed. You get it from Jeff Bezos. He's not going to sign it. I will sign my books at jasonalsis.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.